Patrick Heller is the owner of Liberty Coins, and he is our precious metals expert, and he's on the other end of our line. Patrick, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Tony.
Well, I know that you recently attended a silver conference. As we've talked many times, precious metals can really be a great way to see where the economy is going, how the dollar is doing, and I know you learned some great things on your recent conference. Tell us about it.
Yes, it was a silver summit in Spokane late last week. Got to listen to a lot of great speakers and gave a presentation myself on consumer protection tips when purchasing physical silver. Times are really good in the silver industry right now because mines that were developed to make a profit if the price of silver were $6 or $10 or $12 are now able to sell their product for a price well over $30 an ounce, and as a result, they're incredibly profitable. The investment analysts and dealers in physical metals are also doing greater volumes, so they're pretty happy about that. The thing that they're not so happy about is that the part of the reason the prices are high is that the world economy is in a real mess. The Europeans that are using the euro as their common currency in 17 nations are supposedly coming up with a comprehensive program to figure out how to bail out the bankrupt governments and banks across the continent. German and French leaders promised they would have an early version of comprehensive program 2 weeks ago. They still haven't got it. They promised they will have it available for the G20 meeting next Wednesday or Thursday and Friday next week, and they're nowhere close to any kind of agreement.
Pat, what are the top producing countries and states, if any, here in Michigan of silver?
In the world, you have high-producing nations like Mexico, Bolivia, Peru, Canada, the United States, and Australia. In terms of individual mines, about three-fourths of all silver mining comes as a byproduct or co-product in other mines. The world's second-largest silver-producing mine is actually a copper mine in Poland. And silver just happens to be leftovers that comes along with the copper being mined. But usually, it's lead, zinc, or gold that is the main product being mined, and the price they can get for the incidental silver they have in the veins is just a bonus.
What are the top-producing states of silver here in America?
You have to look over time. Colorado, Idaho, and Nevada have pretty much been the three top silver-producing states. There's none that are incredibly high producers today.
All right, and as we speak, what's the price of an ounce of silver?
Right now it's about $33.50, which is up 10% from last Thursday when the silver summit began. Price of gold's up over 5%. Those rises are directly attributable to the problems in Europe, and there's hundreds of billions of dollars of sovereign European debt held by major U.S. banks, and if they're going to have to absorb a 60% write-off of $641 billion of debt, that could put major U.S. banks at risk of survival.
All right, Patrick Heller from Liberty Coin Service. He's our expert here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320. Thanks so much, Patrick.
You're welcome, Tony.